With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Crews continue the process of removing steel and concrete from the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Workers Easter Sunday cut the steel in to prepare lighter sections to be lifted out. In the meantime, Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the collapse is disrupting the entire country.
This is not just impacting Maryland. This is impacting the farmer in Kentucky. It's impacting the auto dealer in Ohio. It's impacting the restaurant in Louisiana and in Tennessee. This is impacting the entire country.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Moore says investigators want to know what went wrong.
There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy, and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again, and we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Also at SRNnews.com, millions of people in North America anxiously awaiting for the solar eclipse April 8th.
This eclipse is going to be passing over major cities, right? Dallas, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Buffalo, New York, and many others in between. So lots more people in the path this time. So potentially, scientists are saying this should be the biggest eclipse crowd for totality ever in North America, given the major cities it's passing over.
Japanese experts have held talks with Chinese counterparts to try to alleviate Beijing's concerns over the discharge of treated radioactive wastewater from the wrecked Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant into the sea. Officials say those discharges have been opposed by a number of fishing groups and neighboring countries, including China. This is SRN News. Church attendance is down.
According to the latest Gallup poll, only 30% of Protestant Christians go to worship every week. 14% say they go almost every week, and another 13% are in the pews about once a month. The Gallup survey also reveals that 16% of self-identified Christians say they never go to church. In fact, worship is in decline across all religious faiths in the U.S., with no group seeing an increase since the year 2000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill that would put abortion to a vote of the people of Louisiana failing in the legislature. That measure, which would have enshrined abortion in the Louisiana Constitution, was defeated in committee. The state has a near-total ban on abortion approved by lawmakers shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. This is SRN News. New European Union rules aimed at protecting dwindling forest are reordering how the world gets its coffee.
Experts say the rules requiring companies to provide more detailed evidence that the coffee they sell is not linked to deforestation will create new winners and losers that might help curb the logging that is the second biggest source of carbon emissions. But it also may exclude small farmers, roughly 6 million worldwide, who might not be able to provide the potentially expensive data.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Traffic moving again on a stretch of California's Highway 1 after a collapse during the Easter weekend storm forced closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur. Collapse on the coastal route occurred amid very heavy rain late Saturday south of Monterey, sent chunks of asphalt tumbling into the ocean from the southbound side of the two-lane road. More details at SRNnews.com.